Hello, coaches and basketball enthusiasts. Welcome to Coach Carvalho Podcast, the podcast that explores the world of statistically based basketball strategies and ball training methods. I am Coach Carvalho, your host. In today's episode, we will deviate a little from our podcast topic to examine a subject that is close to my heart. The academic journey of basketball coaches, as we explore the intriguing relationship between academic preparation and coaching excellence in basketball. The road to coaching success is as diverse as the game itself. From playground legends to seasoned professionals, coaches emerge from various backgrounds, each bringing their blend of experiences and expertise to the court. However, during the excitement of game strategies and player development, the role of academic preparation often takes a back seat. Should it command more attention? And what implications does it hold, especially in coaching young athletes during their formative years? Let's explore the academic backgrounds of basketball coaches. Renowned coaches showcase a diverse array of educational paths, from degrees in sports science to hands-on experience gained on the court. Take, for example, coaches like Dean Smith, Coach K, John Wooden, Phil Jackson, and Pat Riley, whose impressive academic credentials range from mathematics and economics to English philosophy and physical education. On the other hand, coaches like Greg Popovich and Jerry Sloan ascended the coaching ranks through dedication and a profound understanding of the game without formal academic training. However, as coaching evolves to encompass mentoring and player development, the significance of pedagogical preparation becomes evident, especially when working with young athletes. So effective coaching extends beyond tactical strategies. It involves understanding child development, communication techniques, teaching methods, and motivational strategies tailored to the age and needs of the players. While it's not uncommon for coaches to lack formal pedagogical training, this approach poses challenges, particularly in youth development. While having empirical basketball knowledge, innate abilities, and strategic understanding are valuable assets, they may not be enough when guiding young athletes through their formative years. Furthermore, the gradual phasing out of physical education programs in colleges and universities raises concerns about whether the needs of children are being adequately addressed. As someone with a background in physical education and education, I strongly believe that PE programs play a crucial role in equipping teachers and future coaches with the skills required to teach and coach effectively. One alternative solution to counter the phasing out of physical education programs has been integrating physical activity into the curriculum across all subjects. By including movement breaks or physical education lessons in the daily schedule, students can still enjoy the benefits of physical activity while focusing on their academic studies. However, this approach still falls short in adequately preparing teachers to teach fundamental movement skills and understand the age appropriateness of activities, as well as the associated methodology to teach sports-specific skills. Therefore, merely integrating physical activity into the curriculum and offering extracurricular sports opportunities are insufficient to address coaching preparation and the teaching of sports-specific skills to students of different ages. When exploring the academic backgrounds of basketball coaches across different levels, diversity is evident. Some coaches hold specialized degrees in sports coaching or physical education, while others come from unrelated fields. However, the most critical factors in coaching success often go beyond academic degree. These factors include experience, knowledge of the game, leadership skills, and the ability to communicate effectively with athletes. Interestingly, these are integral components of the core curriculum of physical education. In conclusion, the intersection of academic background and pedagogical training holds significant implications for coaching young athletes. While academic degrees provide a solid foundation, pedagogical preparation equips coaches with the necessary tools to effectively nurture the next generation of basketball talent. By recognizing the value of pedagogical training and investing in ongoing learning, coaches can enhance their impact on the lives of young players, both on and off the court. The current situation is unacceptable, particularly during the formative years when children are being taught by non-teachers lacking age-specific teaching pedagogy. These individuals may not grasp the true mission of sports in the school setting and prioritize extrinsic rewards over the value of educating through sports. Well, coaches, that wraps up today's episode. If you found today's episode insightful, please show your support by leaving your likes and comments on our podcast website. Your feedback helps us to continue bringing you valuable content, and your engagement is vital in attracting on-site advertisements. Remember that you can access our podcast on various platforms, including TuneIn, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Player FM, and more. Just search for Coach Carvalho Podcast D to catch up on all of our episodes. Coaches, I look forward to having you as our guest on our next episode. Until then, keep working towards your dreams. And remember, the journey is just as important as the destination. This is Coach Carvalho signing off.